Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson and Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fair and the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 573, up 3.75 on the open. September, 582, up 3.5. At the Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 586.5, up 5.5 on the open. September, 602, up 5. December, 606, up 4.5. March, 614, up 9.5. May, 611, up 13 on the open. July corn opened at 390.25, down 6.75 on the open. September, $4, down 4. December, 399.5, down 4. March, 409, down 2.75. May, 418.5, unchanged. July, 422.5, up a quarter. September, 407.5, unchanged. December, 406, down 1 on the open. July beans open at 835, up 6 on the open. August, 841, up 3.5. September, 851, up 4.25. November, 868, up 4. January, 879, up 4.25. March, 884, up 6. May, 886.5, down 3. July, 895, up 7 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 230.30, up 60 on the open. August, 233.50, up 160. July soybean oil opened at 35.32, unchanged on the open. August, 35.65, up 5. At the Merck, August feeders open at 107.90, down 55 on the open. September, 108.15, down 42.5. October, 108.30, down 22.5. November, 108.50, down 22.5 on the open. June live cattle open at 89.80, down 30 on the open. August, 91, down 30. October, 94.70, down 17.5. December, 95.80, down 22.5 on the open. July lean hogs open at 74.95, down 22.5 on the open. August, 74.35, unchanged. October, 67.35, down 12.5. And July bellies open at 98, up 95 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Dave.
After Monday's bearish move reversal and Tuesday's limit down, and then a softer opening this morning, it appears that traders are saying enough is enough, at least in the short term. Who's buying this market this morning?
Well, we talked to the floor people just before before I picked the phone up, and they said just definitely the feeling there was a lack of selling. And the first question this morning from our customers, what's the weather forecast? And the second question is, can we buy it? And what we found is this mentality that my customers have is just basically the same mentality that the shrewdest trader in Chicago has. And I'm sure that when the market found there wasn't anybody selling anything, the market zoomed up, and the first commodity was wheat, the second commodity was beans, and the third commodity was corn on the short covering. A couple of things we do know. The private weather forecasters, if anything, this morning were wetter. And number two is that there was also some wet weather in the wheat country. And the wheat harvest, the wheat doesn't like wet weather during harvest. As far as the soybeans are concerned, our general impression is that, the trend is up. Farmers have sold some $8 row crop soybeans. but demand seems to be pretty good in the world. And also there is this general feeling that maybe more corn, less soybean acres, and that's also been very supportive to that oilseed commodity.
So have traders factored in this potential rain event for the balance of the week?
My general impression is probably not. And the reason I say that is we know it's very dry, but once it does rain, that has the psychological effect. And we really won't know that definite answer until probably Monday or Sunday night or Monday. And in all honesty, the weather forecast is the best educated guess of the future of anything we have, but we really won't know the impact until we actually see the measurable rain. And it's awful hard for me to imagine the market leapfrogging over that near-term weather forecast at this time.
So if we see rain, then, Paul, of, say, a half inch to an inch and a half in the eastern Corn Belt with good coverage, what does it imply for the marketplace?
Yeah, my hunch is that I don't think we'll trade November beans below 840, and I don't. And as far as a big price revelation on the corn, I don't have one. And the reason I don't have one there is the acreage is so important, and I do think we have cut some bushels off the overall yield in corn. The marketplace is going through another major problem. Of course, we know it's an election year. We know we're writing a farm bill, and some of the commodity market pundits are saying we don't have enough corn, soybeans, and wheat acres for the following year. And indirectly, that is supportive to the nearby corn, the December futures, the November futures, and it's awfully hard to open up any extra acreage from the grain reserve, the acres conservation reserve, because it is political, and there's such a division in the Congress and the presidency, and politically it probably wouldn't be very popular. So those are background things that I think that do add up to kind of a supportive equation to the commodity markets in Chicago.
Another way of looking at the same question is to ask you, what kind of yield number are traders working off of?
Good question. One particular group said if we are looking at 148 bushel to the acre on corn, we're looking at 450 a bushel. And so that gives you at least a price objective on the downside. Now, higher yields than that, what yield are we actually factoring in as of June the 20th, 07? I'm not sure, Dave. That's a tough question.
It is a tough question. Let's look out to the even further and look to the end of next week and ask you what your estimations in a little bit far out might be for acreage off the acreage report.
Yeah. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we're not north of 90.5 million acres on the corn. I think that's a high probability, and as far as the beans are concerned, my humble opinion, it will be probably a smaller bean acreage number.
All right, then. At the end of the day here, as we let you go, what advice do you have for hedgers, and what advice do you have for speculators?
Well, I think the marketer of old crop corn and beans above $4 on corn and above $8 in old crop beans is a profitable way to play the game. Be very careful of the new crop corn and soybeans, because it is a powerful play right now until we do get some weather.
Thank you very much there. And that is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services, and he is located in Oakland, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at some particulars in the current tick. July wheat now at 578, up 8.75. September, 588, up 9.5. at the Board of Trade. July wheat 5.96¾, now 5.96½, up 15½. September 6.11½, up 14½. December 6.15½, up 14. July corn fast trade in the pit there 3.96½, up a half. September 4.06½, up now 4.06¾, up 2¾. December 4.07½, up 4. July beans 8.44. Now 8.43½, up 14½. August 8.52, up 14. Now 8.51½, up 14. November 8.77¾, up 13¾. July soybean meal 233.60 is up 3.90. July soybean oils at 35.65, up 33. At the Merck, August feeders 107.80, down 65. June live cattle at 89.45 is down 65 points. And July lean hogs at 75 even is down 17½. Outside markets, July crude oil at 68.89 is off 21 cents. August 69.34 off 20 cents. The U.S. dollar trading at 82.51 off a nickel. The S&P 500 at 15.36 is up 2.31. Gold, the contract for July at 658.40 is down 3.50. Silver, July contract at 13.29 is off 3½ cents. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.